The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. The Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Today's the day of the two Jacks. Jack Maxey, who I'm still speaking with about the Hunter Biden laptop, and Jack Phillips with the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. He'll be my guest in our next segment and for this second hour to talk about religious liberty or the lack of it in America. But Jack Maxey, since you're still with us, let's keep going. What is the most heinous thing? And if there's somebody who's just, they're confused by the details. What is the bottom line for you with regard to this issue?
Bottom line for me is that institutions that we believe are protecting our liberties that are in fact instituted for that singular purpose have betrayed us. I'm talking about our intelligence services. I'm talking about certain aspects of our intelligence services. I'm talking about certain aspects of our FBI. Perhaps there are good guys out there. And if you are, I think you got to blow the whistle, become American heroes. Otherwise, you're going to go down in flames. I think there has to be a church committee hearing of some sort on the FBI.
A what?
For sure. Something like the church committee hearings that we had on the CIA back in the 70s. I think the same thing has to be done for the FBI. I clearly think that somebody in the media has to ask those 50 experts, Clapper, Hayden, Brennan, Panetta, how they came to the conclusion that this was all false and created in the basement of the Kremlin. This was 2 weeks before the election. You don't think that had an impact? And so I'm not one of these people who's chasing down ballots. I want to chase down those experts who came out and lied to the American people, and they've never retracted that lie. Never retracted.
It seems obvious that they were lying. They knew that they were lying, and they were doing this for political reasons. That, to me, rises to the highest level of scandal because of the names involved. These are not private citizens. These are major figures in American government lying together, conspiring to put forward a false narrative that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. We now know emphatically that that is simply, it's preposterous. It's not only untrue, it's ridiculous. It's such a big lie that it almost dares you to take it seriously or unseriously. Where are there anybody, is there anybody like Steve Bannon currently following this?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Steve could follow it. I don't follow Steve's show, but I think everybody's reluctant to go after this stuff, right? Again, it goes right back to the fact that we live in a nation where people are afraid of their government. It's Lee Smith, who's a wonderful reporter and a brilliant guy. He said to me a few months ago, I think I said to him something about two-tier justice. And I think he said this even on air before. He said, no, it's not two-tier justice. They're just picking winners and losers. There's targets and people who are not targets. And that's the kind of country that we're living in. People are living in fear of IRS audits. People are living, I mean, they still have these knuckle brains in DC jails from January 6th. There's no precedent for this other than maybe Lincoln's trampling of the Constitution during the Civil War. And yet there's silence everywhere. No one's even questioning what's occurring.
I still don't understand how some members of the Senate would not be talking about this. I mean, not Lindsey Graham, not Ted Cruz. You can go on and on. There are many people who I would think could talk about this. You've got to guess on why they aren't. It can't just be that they're afraid. Can you at least help us figure out why there's such silence?
I actually do not know a lot of people who I admire. I guess D perhaps, or trending D, are still silent on this. And there is no hope for this country going forward if we do not resolve this corruption, because it means that there is a parallel justice system that's in operation in the shadows that decides who goes to jail, who doesn't go to jail, apparently who gets elected and who does not get elected. This should be a crisis that I can't even, someone said, can you give me an example where this has happened in history? I cannot think of anything in the modern era that is equivalent to the level of the corruption that I'm uncovering.
Well, listen, corruption builds. It doesn't happen overnight, and it takes many decades to get to where we are today. We understand that. This didn't happen overnight, and suddenly you get a wake-up call. And we've had a number of wake-up calls this previous election, the deliberate ignoring of the Hunter Biden laptop, the designating it as Russian disinformation by very important signatories whom you've mentioned. It seems to me that things like that have to happen before people wake up and say, wait a minute, we didn't realize where we are. We're all about to drown. We weren't noticing that the water level has risen. Who have you talked to besides me on this program about this?
Oh, I've talked to a lot of people. There are significant people in the media who've heard this same story out of my lips. I think that they're waiting for more. I think that every time the Daily Mail publishes, someone picks it up. The New York Post has now published that they say they've had the laptop since last October. I thought they just had a couple of emails because they haven't published anything since last October. So New York Post, you know, put your bravery hat on and start publishing. I could literally put out hundreds and hundreds of documents showing overt criminal behavior. And not to go too far with the conspiracy theories, but I understand that Peter Strzok's wife was made head of enforcement for the SEC, or last time I looked in the early spring, that was her new function in the Biden administration. And you note that none of the criminal activity that went through their broker-dealer, Rosemont Seneca, ever had anything done with it. No one ever talks about the fact that all of the entities with Rosemont in the front of them were prior Heinz family office entities. This is so deep, it's ridiculous.
Well, look, again, you know, this is not conspiracy. This is basic. This is how fallen human beings behave. This kind of corruption is par for the course unless someone does something about it. So this is not some bizarre UFO theory. It's basic. It's what power does. It corrupts. We all know that. It's the very basis of this country that we tried to have a small government, that we the people would run things. And as we've drifted over the decades and governments got bigger, it's gotten more corrupt. And so if it weren't for folks like you, we would just be continuing to drift along. So I'm grateful to you. I guess I want to keep talking to you, but we've only got a couple of minutes left. What can we say today that we haven't yet said?
Well, I'll give you a 30-second grip. There's a Secret Service agent who is the head of the DHS office in Los Angeles. He rescues Hunter in 2018. His name's Robert Sterling. They call up the DHS and they say, hey, what's the deal with this email? You know, he's on Cicero's account. I assume Joe Biden, he's in a hotel room spending tens of thousands of dollars on whatever is normal behavior, crack and hookers. And they rescue him. And we know this because there's a text message with Robert Sterling's picture next to his text. And there's another guy named Dale. And when they call up DHS and they say, hey, do you have an answer for this? Because Hunter didn't merit any Secret Service protection after 2016. Neither did his dad after the 2017 inauguration. They say, oh, Robert Sterling had already left the agency at that point. But you actually go and you do a Google search on this guy. Robert Sterling looked like he was still at the agency when he rescued Hunter. And miraculously, about 2 weeks later, Robert Sterling gets the job as the outside security consultant at Los Angeles International Airport for $750,000. So for all you federal agents out there listening to this afraid, remember, you're not all going to get Robert Sterling type packages. I don't know why you're protecting these people.
It's really ugly. It's important to talk about it. And I just am grateful to you, Jack Maxey. Grateful to John Zmierak for connecting us. We'll continue the conversation another time, but very, very important that we do speak about this. Folks, thanks for listening, Jack Maxey. God bless you. Look forward to talking
to
you.
God bless America.
Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out.
Folks, welcome back to the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, we love the Alliance Defending Freedom. We talk with them and to them and about them whenever we get a chance. And we love Jack Phillips, who has been a hero for religious liberty, standing up for religious liberty. And he, as many of you know, runs the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado and has been persecuted. And he's got a book out. Very excited. Jake Warner from ADF, welcome. And Jack Phillips from Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado, welcome to you.
Well, thank you
for having us, Eric.
Where should we start? Jake, why don't we start with you, Jake? You're a legal counsel for ADF. Tell us, you know, where we are and where things are with Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake situation, because many Americans have followed the story. Some Americans don't know the story.
Yeah, I'm sure many of your viewers know a little bit about Jack, but his legal story starts back in 2012 when two men came into Jack's cake shop and requested a custom wedding cake to celebrate a same-sex wedding. While Jack serves everyone, he can't express every message through his custom cake. So he politely declined that request, but offered to serve the men other items at his shop. Well, about a month later, the men filed a complaint with him with the Colorado Civil Rights Division. And that case went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But along the way, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said some pretty horrific things about Jack and his faith, compared his faith to, the defenses that justify the Holocaust, and also treated Jack much worse than other Colorado cake artists. For example, during Jack's case, While the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was prosecuting him, it declined to prosecute three other cake artists who declined to create cakes that expressed messages in conflict with their core beliefs. But instead, they still sought to punish Jack. Well, we know the story after that. It goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And a couple of years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court condemned the state's hostility against Jack and his faith. But unfortunately, Jack's story doesn't end there. On the exact same day that the U.S. Supreme Court decided to hear Jack's first case, a local Denver attorney called Jack to request a custom pink and blue cake to celebrate a gender transition. Jack politely declined that cake because it would have expressed messages that go against his faith. And then a few weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Jack's favor, condemning the state's hostility against him, the state came after Jack again and tried to punish Jack for declining to create that cake. It was at that point that ADF sued in federal court on Jack's behalf to stop the state's prosecution. And when new evidence of the state's hostility against Jack came to light, the state dismissed its prosecution against Jack, and we hoped that would have settled the matter. The attorney could have appealed that dismissal, but instead of appealing that dismissal, decided to start over and sue Jack in state court again. And that case actually just went to trial in late March, and we're waiting for a decision from the court. And we're hoping that that court will affirm Jack's right to serve everyone, but decline to express messages that conflict with his sincerely held religious beliefs. That's the freedom that the Constitution provides every creative professional.
I just want to say, just for clarity for my audience, folks, let's try to understand what we're talking about here. If somebody comes into a cake shop and says, I'd like you to make a cake for me that says, I hate white people, kill white people. I think most people would say, you know what, I really can't do that. I don't agree with that. You say, okay, how about I hate black people, kill black people. Could you make that cake for me? Most Americans would say, you know what? No, we can't do that. How about kill the Jews? I hate Jews. Will you make that cake for me? No, most Americans would say, I don't want to do that. I don't agree with that. But in America, if you hate blacks or you hate white people or you hate Jews, you can't get arrested for hating, but you can't force somebody to bake a cake with your hateful message in America. But there are people, some of them are in the LGBTQ activist lobby, not all gay people, folks, let's be honest, but there's some people, they're looking for trouble. They're trying to find people that don't agree with them and trying to punish those people. And they're saying, you need to make a cake with a message that violates your beliefs. And some people can say, oh, Eric, are you equating hating black people or Jews with baking cake for same-sex marriage? Well, no, not in that way. But the idea of forcing a person to express any message with which they disagree, it's un-American, folks. And if you don't stand up for it, they're coming for you. If you want to help ADF, let me mention this. Go to adflegal.com/Eric. They need your help. Jack Phillips, it's just great to see your face. You've been a hero. I've had the privilege to meet you. I don't think you expected when you decided to open up a bake shop that you would be at the center of an American cultural battle. That's fairly safe to say. What do you think?
No, when I opened the shop, I just wanted to use my artistic background, my love for baking, and open a shop where I could support my family and create, you know, artistic work using a cake as a canvas and help people celebrate special occasions.
So you've had other people, and somebody comes to you and says, I want you to, you know, bake a Halloween cake and put a few devils and witches on there. You will not do that.
Right. Before my wife and I opened this shop, you know, discussions of how we would open it, what it would look like, went on for quite a while. And some of the things that we discussed were exactly what you just said, Halloween cakes. We decided that we wouldn't create cakes celebrating Halloween or cakes that would be un-American or racist or cakes that would denigrate or insult other people, including people who identify as LGBT. There are just certain cakes we knew we can't create those. And that's our guidelines when we started out.
Well, we're living in interesting times because part of what I like to do on this program is to educate my listeners and viewers about what is going on and what is really at stake? Because people will say, like, what do you mean you won't bake a cake? That's like not serving a hamburger to a black person at a lunch counter in 1958. It's the same thing. But we know it's not the same thing. You're not saying I won't sell to you. You're saying I won't create a message, which is totally different. If somebody comes in who is openly gay or trans or whatever it is, and they want to buy a product, you don't say, I won't sell to you, get out of my store. I mean, that's very clear.
Yeah, absolutely not. The two men that came in, our conversation was only like 20 seconds long. But in my reply, I told them, you know, I'm sorry, guys, I don't create cakes for same-sex weddings. They looked at me like, what are you talking about? You know, said, you know, I'll make you birthday cake, shower cake, so cookies, brownies. But I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. At that point, they stormed out of my store. But in those three sentences, I want to make it clear, I will serve you. But, you know, other custom work or anything in my showcases, but there are certain cakes that I can't create. And as far as, like, somebody gay coming in the shop, in our recent trial that Jake was just talking about, a gay activist, Mike Jones, actually stood up and testified in our favor in that trial, that I've always served him and always taken good care of him. He's become a good friend. So it's never the person. It's always the message of the cake that I make those evaluations on.
It's amazing. And you have a book out, don't you? What's the title of your book, Jack? I'm so glad you wrote a book.
Yeah, the title of my book is The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the U.S. Supreme Court. And coming out next Tuesday.
Next, The Cost of My Faith by Jack Phillips. A lot of people are going to read your story. And it's so important for right now, because people kind of think this is something happening out there, but it's not. I mean, you're just a baker doing your job, running your store, and you've had to deal with this. You've had to go to the Supreme Court. Most people don't ever dream of that. And if it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, and let me say this now bluntly, you guys at the Alliance Defending Freedom are heroes. I'm honored to know many of you who are at ADF, and if anybody wants to help, and folks, they need your help, go to adflegal.com. That's adflegal.com/Eric. And I'll give you the phone number a little bit later on. Jack, there've got to be a raft of issues that you're facing right now. What are some of the other issues besides what Jack is going through?
Well, I realized, you know, a few years ago as this was heading toward the Supreme Court, that these aren't issues that just affect Jack. And, you know, we sure hope Jack can get back to making the wedding cakes and all those things. But these are issues that affect every creative professional, every American. You know, we're just a small shop here. And, you know, my mom worked here. She retired a couple of years ago. My daughter works for me. My sister-in-law is up there right now. It's just a very small shop. And these are issues that affect all Americans, and every American should have the right to work and live freely according to their conscience.
I mean, this is a learning moment, a teaching moment for America to really understand what is religious liberty, what are the parameters of it, how does it work, and people need to understand how this works, what America is. The phone number, if you want to help ADF, folks, I hope you will, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333. We'll be right back with Jack Phillips and Jack Warner of ADF. Stick around.
Our love is a flame, burning within.
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog, and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, I'm talking to Jake Warner. He is with the Alliance Defending Freedom, and I'm talking to one of Alliance Defending Freedom's clients, Jack Phillips, with the Masterpiece Cake Shop. Jake, let me ask you, what is ADF working on now? What are some of the things out there besides the obvious situation, the ongoing situation with Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece Cake Shop?
Yeah, you know, we are fighting a lot of cases around the country that are very similar to Jack's case. You might remember the case of Washington florist Baronelle Stutzman. Her case is still pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, and we hope that the U.S. Supreme Court will take up her case and weigh in on that issue. And with the advent of the Equality Act, this is certainly going to be something that we could see on a nationwide level. There are cases in New York and Kentucky. All around the country where government officials are trying to force creative professionals, photographers, filmmakers, others to express messages that go against their faith. And we're hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually weigh in on this important free speech issue. But you're also looking at other questions that are affecting issues around the country right now. For example, there are officials trying to include men who identify women in women's sports. That's becoming a big issue in the advent of the Equality Act and laws like it on the local level around the country. And you see ADF stepping in to defend important freedoms around the country right now on these key issues and in this key cultural debate.
It's amazing when we're talking about this. Sarah Silverman, the former comedian, was on the other day ranting about how angry she was that Bruce Jenner, AKA Caitlyn Jenner, had come out against quote unquote trans women, guys who believe they're women in women's sports. And I was just fascinated because she was so adamant. She says, listen, folks, that's the whole idea. A trans woman is a woman and should be able to compete against other women. But most people know that trans women who either used to be men or currently are men do not cease to be huge and muscular. If they were huge and muscular, it gives them an unfair advantage. Your average American, including Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, who seems to be kind of aware of this issue and thinks that he is a woman and identifies as a woman, even he gets it or she gets it. And many Americans think this is so obvious. Why should this be in our nation's courts? Are there really people who don't understand this? It must be difficult, Jake, to have to argue for what almost everyone knows is real, including Bruce Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, this issue is totally unfair for women who have really worked hard for scholarship opportunities and success on the athletic field. It's depriving these young women and girls of opportunities to chase their dreams, to get scholarships and otherwise. And we're hoping that courts will step in and say, this is wrong. In fact, there are many scientists coming on board and saying, look, these differences don't go away no matter what treatments that people who identify as transgender receive. These males who identify as women are going to have competitive advantages over women and girls in women's athletics. And that doesn't go away no matter what you do. So we're hoping that the court will step in and protect women's rights and protect these young women and their opportunities to chase the dreams that they've wanted since childhood.
Are there feminist organizations that are joining folks like us in trying to stand up to the trans activist lobby?
Certainly. You see the Women's Liberation Front, other organizations speaking up about this issue, joining in as amicus briefs and that kind of thing. This is not just an issue that conservative Christians are caring about. It's people who care about women's rights more broadly are very concerned about the trajectory that gender ideology is taking in the country.
It's just wild. I want to ask you, Jack Phillips, my favorite baker and Masterpiece Cake Shop, what is business like? Are you able to have your business and stay open right now? What is going on?
Yeah, we've been open all the way through, even through the COVID thing when it first started. But when the case first went to the court, the administrative law court and the Colorado Civil Rights Commission combined to tell me that if I'm going to create wedding cakes at all, I have to create them for everybody, same-sex couples or any couple that comes in, and I wouldn't be able to even determine, you know, if the design was an appropriate design. If they wanted something, say, pornographic on their cake, I'd have to do it. So we stopped doing wedding cakes way back when. But we're still not creating wedding cakes or cakes similar to that at this point because of, you know, certain logistical things, and it's just easier. We're still in court. And so that still was a huge part of our business that we haven't recovered yet.
Where are you in Colorado?
We're in Denver. We're in a western suburb, Lakewood.
Lakewood.
Yeah.
If I came in there and I said, would you please bake a cake that says, give Anthony Fauci a wedgie, for example, would you draw the line? Does your faith prevent you from exhorting people to give Anthony Fauci a wedgie? I don't want you to answer now. I want you to pray about it. And the next time you're on the program, you can give me an answer. But I mean, it is so crazy, the times that we're living in. I hope that people that can get to Lakewood, Colorado, would visit Masterpiece Bake Shop and would give you some business. This has been very tough for you and your family. We're going to come back with a final segment, folks. You can go to adflegal.com/Eric and support their work. They need your help. I'm talking to the legal counsel for ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. That's Jake Warner is my guest, along with Jack Phillips with the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, just outside of Denver. Gentlemen, you've been heroic figures. ADF and you, Jack, have been willing to go out there, and you're really representing America and the Constitution, but you're willing to take your time and work for all of us, because many people who aren't even aware of these issues, you are really helping them. So it's one way for me to say, if you're listening, folks, ADF needs our help. Go to adflegal.com/Eric. They can use our help. They're depending on the kindness of strangers. So please go to adflegal.com/Eric, or you can call them 855-547-5333. What are we looking at, Jake, with regard to Jack Phillips's life and business? Do you see an end to this, or is this just kind of the way it is for a while?
We're going to need the court to weigh in on this free speech issue. We need the U.S. Supreme Court in particular to say that no government has the power to force creative professionals like Jack to express messages that go against their core beliefs. And this foundational First Amendment principle protects everyone, not just Jack Phillips. What we're seeing is that activists are using the justice system to try to punish people that they disagree with. And sure, the government might be coming after people like Jack Phillips today, but it could be anyone else tomorrow. The government with the power to force people to express messages that go against their core beliefs is a government that's too big and has too much power. And this is a danger not only to people who like Jack Phillips with conservative Christian beliefs, but it's a danger to anyone with any beliefs. The government just simply should not have the power to force people to go against what they most deeply believe, no matter their viewpoint on life's most important issues.
Well, and this is not only for people who are real heroes like Jack Phillips willing to go into this, but I just had a guest on my program who talked about the Dominion voting machines, and I'm being sued because of that. So we're in a really weird time in history, and a lot of people are going through stuff, and we need your help, folks. And so I want you to go to adflegal.com/Eric, help out the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're defending a lot of people. They're not defending me in my case, but it's just absurd that we have to go through this. Now, Jack, I'm really thrilled that somebody convinced you to write a book. It's called The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the Supreme Court. This book is brand new, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually comes out on the 18th. And I can't wait. So
it's important that people know your story, as I said, because a lot of us we're living this in all kinds of ways. Very few people as publicly as you are. What is in the book that we wouldn't already know that we haven't talked about?
It talks about my faith and my background in art and what led me to become a cake artist, to open the cake shop, and stories of going through the U.S. Supreme Court, the steps to get there, what it was like. Just, I think it's a fun read because, you know, I wrote it.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about my books. And we're almost right, Jack. We're both right. We're so close to it that we know that it's fun. But it is important. The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the Supreme Court. Who is the publisher?
The publisher is Regnery Books, a division of Salem Media. And look forward to everybody reading it and getting to know these important issues that could happen to me. It could happen to anybody.
Yeah. I want people to know that, folks. This is happening. And if we don't fight back hard, it will increase. This is really important. And I think all of us here would agree that this is not because of what we believe in terms of these different issues. It's because the fundamental beliefs that all Americans should have, that in a free country, you cannot compel people to say or do things. It's simply wrong. It would be wrong, you know, if somebody comes into a cake shop and says, I want you to say, you know, Christianity is better than any other faith. And you go to a Muslim cake shop. I think that the Muslim baker should have the right to say, I'm sorry, I won't do that. That's called religious liberty, folks. And we stand up for all religious liberty. This is not about Christians. This is about America and whether we understand what liberty is. Jake, how did you get involved in this? Did you ever think that you would be fighting for religious liberty? I mean, when you were in law school, did you know that you'd go into this?
I did not. But, you know, during the course of my legal career, I started reading the stories about people like Jack Phillips and Baron L. Stutzman. And I said, you know, this is getting to be a pretty bad situation. You know, the government just simply shouldn't have the power to force these people to violate their religious convictions, to express messages that go against what they deeply believe. Little did I know that as I was thinking and praying about that, that one day I would become friends with Jack and be representing him in court. And it's been a real blessing to walk beside heroes like Jack Phillips here at ADF.
Well, at some point, I know I get to Colorado now and again, and next time I go to Denver, I want to make a special visit to Lakewood and to the Masterpiece Cake Shop. Jack, are you able to be in the shop these days, or is that what is your life like right now?
Yeah, I'm in the shop most of the time. So if you came by, I'd probably be out in the store and willing and able to greet you and maybe be the first one. Get your autograph in your latest book, which I'm almost finished with.
Are you serious?
Fish Out of Water? Yeah.
You're kidding.
I got about 40 pages to go.
I don't know how that got to you, but you've read my insane stories and you know they really are insane.
Yeah, but what a background.
But they're true. Yeah, it's so fascinating. I really do mean it. I hope folks who get to Denver will go to Lakewood and visit. and not just visit, but buy some stuff, help you out. And other people who cannot get to Lakewood, Colorado, and buy some baked goods at the Masterpiece Cake Shop, you can give to ADF. Folks, go to adflegal.com/Eric. It's important. They're doing really God's work, but they're doing this for all Americans, not just people who believe in God or who are people of faith. Every atheist, everyone is affected by this stuff. It matters. So please go to adflegal.com/Eric, or you can call 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333. Jake and Jack, God bless you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Mr. Metaxas. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
Albin, today yes. is mm-hmm. the day, I was going to say Day of the Jackals, but no, it's just Jack.
Just
Jack Maxey mm-hmm. and Jack Phillips are our guests today. And if you, by the way, yesterday's interview with John Zmirak, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to YouTube or Rumble if you prefer. Or better yet, sign up for my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com.
Yeah.
It's free.
Free.
Today only, and you'll get the email with all the videos. It's really a video newsletter because we send you all the videos. So the point is, yesterday's interview with John Zmirak, I thought it was really extraordinary.
Yeah. It was so good that only half of it is on YouTube and the rest of it's on Rumble because it was so – anything that's truthful, too truthful. If you're too truthful,
yes, YouTube really is uncomfortable with truth because they worship Satan. Ooh. I say that in love.
Okay.
But – the fact is that they don't like it when you talk about things that really are too full of truth or truthiness. Mm. They blanch a little bit, and they do this thing that they do in a lot of communist, totalitarian, oppressive cultures. They censor you.
Yeah.
So we put stuff on YouTube that is anodyne, and then the stuff that gets a little bit edgy, we have to put it on Rumble. But if you don't want to be hunting for it, you should sign up for my newsletter. Go to ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for it. Sign your friends up, folks. Yeah. I don't care who you sign up. Believe me, it's going to make your life easier. We just send everything to you. My schedule, okay? It's, it'll tell you where I'm speaking in Houston this week, where I'm speaking in New Jersey on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm preaching at a church in Jersey on Sunday, Ocean City Tabernacle.
Wow.
The following week, I'm going to do the Huckabee Show in Tennessee.
Ooh.
Yeehaw. And then after that, I'm going to Leesburg, Virginia.
Very good.
And I'm speaking in a church in Leesburg, Virginia. And on it goes. A lot of traveling. Where am I going in the month of June? Oh, gosh, I can't even remember. But I'm going so many places.
People will sign up. And if you sign up your friends, this is a great gift, right? It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's free.
It's free.
They get it about twice a week.
Twice.
No charge.
No charge.
And by the way, I have a strict smoking policy. If you want to smoke while you're watching these videos, please do. You know what I'm saying?
You can.
It's a free country. If you want to smoke a pipe, a corncob pipe, a meerschaum pipe,
and
a clay pipe, like a colonial
way,
pipe, whatever pipe. Whatever you want to smoke.
And take off that mask because a week before Cuomo said it was okay to take a mask off, we at your website there said no masks.
No masks.
No masks, folks.
Have we accomplished anything in this segment? I think not.
One thing we have to accomplish is Nutramedics. One more time, we got to tell people to
Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC to save 20%. Nutramedics.com. I want to tell everybody that what I keep saying, where you spend your money matters, okay?
Yes.
So if you can buy something from MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, if you can buy something from Nutramedics.com, and there are other companies out there that they really care about some of the things that we care about, and there are other companies that not only don't care about those things, but they're working actively against them. I will never purchase another Coke product as long as I live. I will never buy a Nike product because they have made a choice.
Yeah.
I was almost going to say they have making a choice, but I think technically it's made.
Yeah.
They have made a choice.
That's old English.
To go woke, and it's actually only Middle English, but thank you. And they,
I think we have to think about how we spend money, because just the people listening to this program,
yeah,
we spend multiple millions of dollars every year. You think of that power. That are you going to give that power to companies that denigrate whatever America as Nike does? Are you going to give it to companies that denigrate a lot of things we believe in as Coke does? And there are other companies. And actually, we're going to be talking about that in the future because I think this is very important. But anyway, Nutramedics.com, use the code ERIC. Their products are spectacular. Yeah. We use them.
Yeah. By the way, melatonin.
Melatonin.
My wife and I have been using that. We had used a different brand. And yeah. I'm not kidding. Their melatonin works for us. I am honest. 100%.
You're still half asleep now. That's the beauty of it, folks. Thanks for listening.
Poke me with a sharp stick.
Nutramedics.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.